Children, don't listen to this episode without an adult.
Right. Ask your parents if you're under 18.
But anyways.
So, I guess Q's in the Pod, the podcast where we talk about sex implements.
We talking about your hoo-haws, ladies.
And menstrual stuff.
So, who do we have here tonight?
Tom.
Tom Quackenbush, the fantasy author. We have Amber Hawk, who just got a studio.
Yay!
We have Christina, who I'm not sure she wants us to use her last name.
Audience.
Who is the audience?
Who is the audience?
In parentheses. No.
Apparently, she'll be the one we're lecturing to about sexual things because her mother didn't sit her down and explain these things.
Yes, and you won't be able to hear her, so it'll mostly just sound like we're saying lewd stuff for no reason.
Yeah.
And speaking of.
Wait. And we have Daniel Evans, who knows a thing or two about a thing or two.
Maybe.
I'm sorry, I had to interrupt the women. Because I am a man.
The men were talking, it's true.
The men were talking.
Debbie. I was talking beforehand, and then you guys decided we had to do introductions.
Well, actually, I did listen to that one episode, and you totally actually really did, like interrupt me a lot. It's fine, because, you know, you ladies gotta have your day in the sun.
So, like, well, anyways.
Does it leak?
What are we going to talk about this evening? I suggested transgender issues in the wake of this whole Caitlyn Jenner shenanigans.
But I'm Hitler, and I said no. We're going to talk about whatever I had suggested that I can't remember.
I think you suggested that we should talk about what we're going to talk about.
What's your idea?
Peak oil. No.
Peak oil? I don't think I know enough about that.
What's peak oil?
Can I just tell you guys real quick that they have invisible condoms now?
Ooh.
Like, I'm wearing one right now.
Wait.
No, really, go on.
Invisible? Like, are they invisible in that? Yeah, I'm totally wearing one of those invisible condoms. Or is it actually a thing that was made?
See-through.
That
translucent.
I've got to let you know there's not a lot going on right there that you want to see.
Yeah,
that's just because you're not gay, Tom.
No. Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't...
Why are you throwing things for me to fidget at?
But I feel like clear or translucent condoms isn't that big of a technology breakthrough.
I guess if they're thin enough, maybe to be clear or translucent.
Have you ever tried polyurethane one? They crinkle really weirdly, but they're pretty clear.
I have not had this experience.
The non-latex ones.
Your friend who never actually was your friend. Whose name we want, the one I was going to hook you up with, she's playing with a polyurethane female condom. I'm just like, poke, poke, ooh, weird.
Yeah, well...
It's very strange.
They're even weirder in use. You're talking about the female condom?
Yes.
Yes, because... All right, so the female condom, the idea behind it is that it goes inside of the vagina, and then it kind of has this open, like... end that's kind of out, and you don't use a regular condom with it, otherwise the idea of course is that, you know, a woman can insert it beforehand and it can just kind of stay there
for like 6 hours.
Yes. Now what they don't tell you is that, one, it looks weird as hell because it just kind of sticks out there, and then two, it crinkles like a motherfucker. So be prepared for that.
Every time you take a step, is it going to go...
Oh, no. I mean, when like, you're actually... Like, during actual... I'm making
so
hand
motions. Is it like you're having
How
sex with a bag of chips?
How is it better than just
chips?
A male condom?
Kind of.
Because I know what
How
that
is it
sounds like.
Yes,
than using
yes.
A male
it's
condom?
It's
because...
distressingly loud. Is it?
Christina asked, how is it better than using a male condom? And it's just that, like... Some men don't like condoms, I guess.
Mostly it's just that it gives it's another option. So, like, you know, if you know a dude isn't like prone to having them on him, you can, again, if you know you're going to get into sexy times, put it in way beforehand. So then there's no fumbling or whatever.
And you're still technically being blocked by
It works exactly the same. It's just it's inside. The woman instead of on the penis.
Although
the penis is going in the vagina.
Yes.
The penis still goes in the vagina.
So it's like 50% less unpleasant.
I think it's...
They're bigger. It's kind of like...
For when you're going
putting...
out, but not when you're going in.
Well,
you're still feeling plastic.
Polyurethane is definitely thinner and supposedly has better heat transference.
Are they all non-latex then? So is it like a good non-latex option?
Yeah, I believe the majority of female condoms are made out of polyurethane.
You can also use them for anal sex. You just there's a ring in there. You just take the ring out,
which is important because you don't want that shit getting stuck. And then, although I say that as though it's like personal experience, but no, I just listen to Sex Notes on Dry.
So you'd have to take the ring out, the inside ring out first,
yes,
for anal,
because otherwise it would get lodged in there, and then you'd have a harder time pulling it out.
Then just use
that. Sorry, I'm just thinking about it. Like, wouldn't it just come out on its own eventually? I guess
it would. I mean, maybe, but the weird thing about like you know, your anal sphincters aren't supposed to work that way, so...
Yeah,
it's very easy for things to actually get sucked in, and then it's much harder to get
them out. No, I mean, like, just the... Like, without the ring, it seems like it'd be less secure.
Well, but the way it kind of stays secure is that, like, the opening is much wider than you would expect it to be, which is why it looks so weird when it's in.
These look so weird in general. Yeah. I've never seen one in. I've just seen them in person.
Yeah.
So not in a person, but in person.
In person, not in a person.
Those things.
I got it.
No, but yeah, so the main advantage is that, like, it you don't have to rely on somebody else, and you can put it in way beforehand, so there's no fumbling when you eventually get around to using it, and, you know, and that's kind of it.
It's kind of like a diaphragm, except crinkly.
And longer.
And much easier to use, because, like, apparently diaphragms require a lot of, like effort to get...
Well, it goes inside.
...working correctly. Yeah.
I've experienced a diaphragm. I didn't really notice it too much.
Isn't it basically the same thing as a Diva cup?
Same
sort
idea.
Of, yeah.
Although I believe the fit is like more important.
Yeah, you sort of have to have them fitted, I think.
Yeah.
And if you, I know if you give birth, you need to get a new one. Or actually, I don't think you can use a diaphragm once you've had a baby.
Maybe I don't actually know enough positive. About them, because IUDs
cups...
are way better.
Yeah.
Diva... I don't know what's a what?
Called? A Diva cup. it's a
cup that fits over your cervix.
It's a menstrual cup.
It's a menstrual
cup. You menstruate into it. And then you take it out and you wash it in the sink.
At work.
Not at work.
Yeah.
Don't wash it out at work.
You can wash it at work.
You can wash it out at work, but you make sure you can lock the door.
It's meant for periods though, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a cup.
Yeah, it's a cup that you put on your cervix inside your vagina, and there are two different, there are multiple sizes, well, there are two different sizes, pretty much. Yeah, it has, like, a little pull knob.
So, some ladies love them, some ladies hate them.
I had a disposable version that I tried, and it was okay.
Wait, so you have tried it?
I haven't tried the actual, like, Diva cup, because, like, the actual ones, once you buy one, you can use it for a long time.
Well, like...
I got, like, because the disposable ones were cheaper than buying the full one, if I wasn't sure if I wanted it. I didn't really like it that much. It was okay. It doesn't leak at all. Like,
how
it's
does it
pretty,
not leak?
Because it,
well,
it
you have
like,
to fit
seals
it right,
a little bit.
But, yeah, like, it kind of, the idea is that it creates a
suction.
How far in are we talking about?
Your cervix.
Right.
Inside your vagina, there's this little, like, thing that sticks out. And it goes around that.
Yeah. Yeah, see, your uterus is up here, and then where your cervix and your vaginal canal connect, like, there's the cervix, which is sort of like the gateway between the two. And it kind of looks like a little nose or a funnel. It's really weird, and it moves around, and depending on where you are in your cycle.
Yeah.
How far in would you say that was?
It's like
4 the
inches.
Average
4 inches?
Yeah, the average vagina is like God. 4 inches and expanding. it's up there.
I don't want to get too into your business, but how into your business do you ladies normally get? If you see what I'm saying. Like,
you mean masturbating?
Let's go with masturbating. Like, I don't know if in general you're just like, let me just figure out what's going on in here.
Well, you need a spelunking kit, first off.
A speculum?
A cave headlamp?
No, true.
I'm sure that they sell that in sex toy catalogs.
I have a headlamp.
Have you ever... I don't want to get too distracted, but there's like an oral sex...
Oh, the chin strap?
It's a chin strap thing, but then there's like a breathing tube almost.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Actually, no, you put it... It's like a cannula that you put around your nose, and you put it behind your ears, and so you can breathe through your nose while you're...
Huh.
A cannula?
Like if you have cancer... I know this because of A Fault in Our Stars. That's how I know that word.
Okay.
So, if, you know, to give you oxygen. Okay. It is a no snorkel for cunnilingus.
Okay.
Yep.
So diva cups are also better than, like, tampons because they're less, like, tampons will absorb all of your everything and dry you out and can cause, like, issues.
Other problems.
Like, some people are more sensitive than other people.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous because they also sell scented tampons, which is also not
why?
A good idea.
Yeah, why yeah. would...
To be honest, like, it who's smelling the down there at that point?
And can we just take a moment to acknowledge that lightly scented is the worst smell ever produced by human beings?
It really is. I hate it.
Are there, like...
I hate it when I buy them accidentally.
I have a serious question.
What?
Like, is it scratched and stuff? Not when you put it in, but, like, beforehand so you know what they're making your hoo-ha smell like.
I opened up a new box from the back room of tampons I had to put on the shelf. I opened the box up. All I smelled was flowers. I was like,
Yeah. Basically, it's not scratches. You can smell it, like,
it's
from outside
of
it.
It's pretty intense. It's just...
But that's too much.
Yes.
It's just going to mix with the already existing scent and not smell like it anymore.
Yeah, it really doesn't smell like anything except for in the packaging.
And that's also the worst combination of smells is something that's kind of sweet covering something else. Like,
yeah.
You don't
it's
want
just,
that.
It's just, and it's more environmentally friendly, stuff like that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And
tampons can cause a lot of problems.
I actually think it's also like kind of people who really hate pads and tampons, like the feel of them, will sometimes have better luck with a Diva cup because it's a lot less...
It's
intrusive in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
But then again, like, some people just have a lot of... I read Trollex all the time, guys. I get the straight dope.
Well, how do you know when it's fall?
Usually, well, you have to do it at a certain... It actually lasts a lot longer than tampons and stuff for, like, a time period-wise. But the thing is, you have to take it out and clean it, like, every 10 hours, no matter what. Otherwise, there's a risk of... Toxic shock syndrome,
which is
never been heard of happening with a Diva cup.
No, it is also like something you have to worry about with tampons.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. But just like, so you should clean it like at least once or twice a day.
Yep.
And it depends on your flow and everything.
Your flows.
It depends on how dedicated you are to the Communist Party.
360 degree protection.
Yeah,
it's true. You don't want like that... degree where it can squirt out.
Oh god.
No.
Like 359 and then there's that one little hole where it can just shoot like a super soaker. Not
no.
ideal.
No.
Did you say that it was a gentle glide? These are all words I read on the boxes. I'm just like, hey, for the people working next to me, I'm like, gentle glide. 360 degrees.
Did you have a feeling where you wanted to ride a white horse on a beach or play tennis?
Or just like run through a field of flowers.
I did see a tennis match today with small puppies being ball. Well, I guess they weren't small puppies, just with dogs being the ball boys. It was amazing.
Where did this happen?
I got bit by
on the internet. Or
okay,
you
acceptable.
Mean it was actually two famous tennis people, but I don't know tennis.
No, that's fine. I mean, if you saw this when you were out and about, and this is the first I'm hearing about it, I'm disappointed in you.
No,
but on the internet is acceptable.
It was on the internet.
I'll find it. I'll link it in the show notes.
puppy
but
tennis.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Should we talk more about Mensis?
We could. It's the Society for High IQ.
not Mensa.
Oh.
Let's see. What else can I?
Well, we can talk about other sexual accoutrements and whatnot.
Okay.
Men, they don't have to wear tampons.
No.
Bastards.
They rarely bleed from the vagina.
rarely.
But sometimes it happens. Men
very
can have
seldom.
Vaginas. I'm on Tumblr, I know this.
There are, like, in most mystical, or in a lot of, okay, not most, in a lot of mystical traditions in which you have medicine men and the like, there's very frequently an initiation process which involves having to create an artificial vagina. Because you see in a lot of mystical cultures, women are naturally spiritually connected, and men have to become so, which is really weird because you think that you'd then just like let women be the medicine person.
Don't be silly.
Right, but you know, because men are all like insecure and whatnot, we had to take it over. Yes, well,
it is a cave of wonders.
Yes, Australian aborigines, for instance, some of them, from what I remember, there is actually a process where you actually like cut the penis open to create an artificial like vulva that bleeds. Because
but
you
can't have babies.
Could
you
also,
can,
which
but
is
that's
kind
okay.
Of like
but that's
the whole
okay.
Point of being spiritually connected is because you can make babies.
I mean,
not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily,
bleed.
But that's that
heal?
Is the abstraction.
As
well,
I'm
actually, no, it
kind of
stays
yes.
like that. Like you can't really use it very well. But again, like that's because you know you're taking this very specific
spiritual
purpose,
oath.
Or yeah, you're taking this very okay. specific place within the community, and then you have like one purpose, and it's not to make babies. You go on the spirit journeys and whatnot.
Is it to kind of feel the same feeling that a woman would feel?
Well, yeah, because you're kind of there's also kind of this basic. Yes, Tom.
Well, if you're going to feel like a woman should feel, shouldn't we kick you in the crotch so you really can have those
for
cramps?
For 5 days straight.
For 5 days straight.
Yes. Probably.
And ruin your good
probably.
Hands.
No, but it's also the idea of like trying to...
That's the worst part of the initiation ceremony is they ruin your good hands.
Make sure it's unexpected also.
And your sheets. In
when
the
you're just
of the
like
night.
Going about your everyday life and you're not, you're buying a coffee, I'll just mm-hmm. take a bucket of blood and throw it on you. And you'll be like, oh no.
I wonder, could this be a service? Like, could we sell the service like Mensa's simulation where we follow you around with tasers and buckets of like pig blood just to.
You better look at your calendar just so you know.
And after
right.
we do that,
it's
we give you a box of chocolate.
Have.
Yes. Well, that's extra, though. That should be extra.
Yeah.
The aftercare.
Well, there was a service on the internet, I'm not sure if it still exists, where they track your cycle, or you track your cycle, and then they send you a box. Like, the first day of your cycle, there are pads and chocolate, and, like, maybe magazines. I don't really know what's in the box.
Magazines, like... emotional stories or something?
Or the opposite. I'm not sure what you're looking for.
Or
but
just,
I think you can, like, select what you want.
Or just something to read while you're sitting on the toilet bleeding from the vagina.
Some people might want some type of murderous stories.
Great. Some mom gore.
Yeah.
James Patterson.
Well, ladies, since we have two demonstrably female people here, how horny do you get on your period?
That is
an intrusive question.
Is it intrusive? I apologize. Amber, you answer instead.
he's like, I don't care if Amber answers.
I guess it depends occasionally, but I don't think it's any different.
Because I have definitely encountered women who, you know, once they start mm-hmm. spotting, they'll shove like almost any guy. Like, I need it.
Yeah, I think that's like another one of those things that just really depends on the person. Because like I've experienced both sides of that also, where you know some women it really turns them on, other ones just want to cry for a long
yeah.
time,
and then sometimes both,
opposite.
Which is really confusing.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure sometimes it also has to do with how bad your period is at that point. Because sometimes you just wouldn't feel
yeah.
like moving.
I knew a boy when I was, like, 15.
That's one way to put it. Sometimes you just don't want to move.
Yeah.
Or exist.
Well,
yes.
When I was 16, he was 15. I think she was 17. But anyway, I had a friend who was dating a woman, and he announced that he had earned his red wings. And I said, what are red wings?
Oh,
dear God! But, and then I guess his girlfriend's like, well, you know, oral sex really helps me out when I'm cramping. It feels really good. It soothes the cramps. So, you know, he goes down on me when I'm on my period. Like, pretty much every time, I'm like, I can't ever look either one of you in the face ever again.
Well, I mean, I imagine it's kind of hard given, like, there's such a stigma around menstruation. Like, but...
Yeah. I don't really have to... Like, I've had sex with people who... And coincidentally, we're menstruating, and they're like, oh, like, they're done, they're like, oh, God, don't look down.
Okay,
I'll
yes.
go get a wet towel. And I'm like, I don't really, I can go to the bathroom.
That is a distress. If you don't know, if you're not prepared for that, that can be pretty terrifying.
But it's not, I never found
like,
it that bad. Listeners, I don't know if this is the episode for you.
Yeah,
this will be just called the Mensis edition.
We were supposed to be talking about.
Blood and sex.
Yes.
And how they combine.
And other things. Yeah. No, I just mean like if you're not at
there.
All like in the headspace
yeah.
of like
anything.
Thinking that.
Yes.
Babies have something to do with menstruation?
I know, right?
You should just expect that anything could come out of there. I'm just saying.
small lizard.
That's why it is a cave of wonders.
Don't venture in if you're not willing.
Bits of rabbit.
Bits of rabbit.
That
happened.
Yeah.
Mary, I want to say Mary Roach, but she definitely writes books like Pulling.
We must have talked about this before.
We have.
I feel like it came up.
All right. I don't remember Mary Anning. No, she sold seashells by the seashore. Some Mary that I will link in the show notes. But she told people that she gave birth to rabbits. And so I think that she was brought to, like, the queen. I want to say that. Whether or not she was.
She was definitely like examined by high officials in like the government.
And she pulled pieces of rabbit out of her vagina, like the worst magic trick ever. and they're like, well, what must have happened? And when she was pregnant, she saw a rabbit, and it like imprinted itself on her uterus.
Yes, because Victorians didn't know a whole lot about how anything worked.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
And this woman thought the way to fame, I guess, was to put rabbit parts in her vagina. Maybe it's good luck. I don't know. And so she just pulled them out of there. They're like, oh my god, you gave birth to bits of a rabbit. That's amazing.
It can't be healthy.
No. And I think she'd done this more than once.
Monsters.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, rabbits.
So anything can come out of a vagina.
Anything can come out of
a
vagina.
I guess that's like the bad aspect. Yeah. Guys have something you could put in anything, and girls have a hole that you could put anything into.
Yeah.
Who do you think has better? We don't menstruate.
Also, like the penis is not like, was not like, it serves other functions than pleasure, and doesn't have as many nerve endings. And then
paint with it.
Well, that's true. That's right. As we're
it
getting
also
into, like,
hurts more though.
Are
if
better.
You kick a guy in the
it's
deck
really not fair.
Well, it's the balls that really
all
hurt.
We could do is like splatter paint. You know, like,
yeah. Well,
like you can hold a paintbrush with your vagina.
It's that's true.
I've seen this.
We won't leave that in the show
that's
notes.
True.
You can also, which I also saw, knit. I think she knitted with cotton.
She put the spool in there. And for 28 days, she would just knit all day at this art gallery.
I have to imagine that was uncomfortable.
I guess it wasn't too bad, though.
I'd have texture issues with it.
Yeah, that's the problem I have.
Yeah.
Just sit there. I think she had a shirt on, and she just, you know, just...
Yeah.
I guess it must have been spun in a certain way.
So. Yeah, it was, like, spun in a way that she could pull it down the middle. Like, a lot of yarn is... Like that, anyways.
Well, now, like, so female dolphins actually use their vaginal canal, like, as a hand, essentially. Like, they'll carry things with it, and
what?
I mean, why not?
There have been, you know, cases of divers kind of being like having their foot clasped and then being dragged away.
Wow,
because it's just another appendage for them.
Yeah,
they can,
they don't catch your hang-ups.
Yes.
Wow.
They'll take your diver foot and just go.
Actually, yes. I think that's what I was reading about. Is like there was a dolphin that basically used divers to masturbate, and they kind of had to chase her away from places where people were, or warn them about it. Because
keep your limbs to.
Well, they are one of the few animals, including us, that enjoy sex. So I just like putting rocks and coral in there. Just
yep.
Don't dolphins like gang rape?
Oh yeah,
dolphins.
Yeah, they're.
Aren't they like ducks?
Yes.
Oh no,
a dolphin will rape
horrible.
You to death. Mostly
which
you can't
is
breathe,
which is but... why you definitely should not try to have sex with dolphins.
Or have a weird science experiment that involves living with a dolphin in a partially submerged living room and having to masturbate it.
And definitely get your head out of the way, because there's a lot of exit pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You figure there would have to be.
How horrifying.
True.
Well, I mean, if you signed up for that research project and got it funded, like, I imagine you were okay with it.
I don't know. I'm not sure if she was okay with it at the end.
I sort of see it as... like
she was like a TA or something, right?
Oh,
no,
that's
she was
even
a grad
worse.
Student.
Like,
I picture like the Zimbardo prison study where it's like, we're just gonna have you live with this nice little
this really
dolphin.
Happened?
It's just it's just like Flipper. By the way, you have to jerk it off. Just so you know, you're gonna jerk the dolphin off with your feet.
Also, it's gonna bite you.
It's gonna bite you, jerk it off harder then.
Yeah. That's
Yeah, it's a study that happened.
I thought you were talking like...
No, not hypothetically.
No, we rarely talk about...
No. You
know, that makes me sad.
When we're talking about rabbits coming out of vaginas, we mean that. And I didn't even make a pubic hair joke now, and I feel bad about
it. Oh my god!
Right there!
The whole time, how have we missed that up until this point? True. That's so good.
We could have a whole conversation about pubic hair.
Yeah, no, like it could be a product, like a merkin, but it's, you know, it has a rabbit head or ears.
Can we talk about the merkin for a second?
I guess
we
have
to. Do you know why merkins came about?
Why?
Because prostitutes back in the day, I'm going to say in France, just filthy, literally lousy, full of lice. So they would just shave completely smooth. They'd give themselves Brazilians, the way that we like nowadays, because we infantilize our women in a bald vagina. Anyway, so they would put on pubic wigs so they looked healthier.
Yeah, because that was it would be abnormal at that point.
So 70s Bush. Mm-hmm. Maybe get some rabbit hair down there.
How do you wear it like a wig, though? Is it like a...
I think it's adhesive.
Yeah. I imagine adhesive or even, you know, like a, thong. I don't know, a garter or something.
Yeah.
Because, you know, depending...
I mean, I'm sure they had adhesives. They had lead paint and such.
Yeah. Which is true, yes. You probably got cancer from it, but...
Yeah.
Like a full-on wig.
Yeah, the whole Chewbacca down there.
It's popping out of your pants. Oh, I just let myself go.
like I don't know. I'm trying to think of some word that'd be similar to muffin top, but you know. So, anyways, copyright cues in a pod. Don't steal this idea.
The Wookiee eye patch.
Something with the word cyclops, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So it was actually like before we understood how optics worked. It was believed that your eyes projected a beam. And that was how you saw. So it was also believed that you could lose your vision by looking into a vagina because you could clamp and like cut it off.
There's
supposedly, yes, of course, there was a bishop who that happened to and a saint because, you know.
I do know.
Wouldn't that be the same thing if you looked at anything that was a hole?
Like I
a
have mouth? To say.
No, because it has muscles.
Well, no,
so
but
the mouth.
It had to do with, like, you know, the demonization and fear of women. Because, like, that's 90% of male everything is built on the fear of women. But also, like... You know, because it's a duality. It's oh, we need them, but we're terrified of them saying no. So we have to.
Doctors weren't allowed to look down there, but they also had to treat women at the same time.
Yes, and
you have that in the past tense, but that still occurs. That sometimes you have to look in a mirror at the woman. I'm going to say in, like, Middle Eastern countries, but that's probably being cultural chauvinist.
Anywhere that has not, you know. Come around to being okay with anatomy, which is why it's weird that America's okay with it, since we're still the country that, like, you know, flipped out over a nipple.
It's true.
Yeah, we flip out about weird things, though.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, would you say that you get hysterical? Because hysteria, which comes from the same root of, you know, like, hysterectomy, was... a distinctly and uniquely female condition. They would be treated with the doctor would just finger bang you till you had an orgasm, and that would settle your female humors.
Yes. I did not know
vibrators.
That
part.
And it's not like doctors enjoyed this. Like, they found it so tedious that they invented the vibrator just so someone else could handle finger banging women.
So, Tom, I'm sorry, but I prefer the term penis envy.
Penis envy.
Yeah.
And I'm sure
how
it
the
was.
Term for what?
Then hysteria.
Hysteria.
Oh, yeah, fucking Freud. Idiot.
I once had a teacher who told me this anecdote about Freud and his whole theories, and I don't know if this is true, but it's sort of a good story, that originally he went to, like, the town fathers, and he's like, listen, your daughters keep coming to me and telling me that they have these dreams where, like, you're molesting them. So do we need to talk? And they're like, well, Freud, why don't we think about that? Pretty sure our daughters are just dreaming about it because that's what they want. Right, Freud? And then he's like, yes, I
Tom
wish to
punching
keep...
his hands.
I thought that I did that close enough.
I just go,
but,
ow.
So Freud was so threatened by them that he's like, no, it is a dream because they want to have sex with you. At which point the town leaders are like, then it's good that we molest them.
Wow. That's plausible enough that it might as well be true.
Yeah.
Is the unfortunate thing.
And most of what Freud said now.
Also, it really sucks
now.
Being a woman.
Yep.
Yeah, it's so much better now.
The random fainting because you were wearing too tight of a corset.
Yes, and suffering permanent internal organ damage.
Not being able to exert yourself, like to... If you had to sprint for any reason, you would just pass out.
Well, I mean, that just kind of goes back to, like, the long history of things that we've liked to do, women's feet should be as tiny as possible so they can't run away and they're crippled permanently, and their waist should be so tiny and all that.
So we can pick them up and throw them
right,
wherever
no,
we
so,
need
so they
them.
Can't run away. And their clothing should not be functional so that they can, like, you know, carry important documents and things. Because then they'll be more dependent on other things and have to stay home.
Did you know that there were pregnancy corsets? Because your organs couldn't quite handle a pregnancy, so you'd have to be in a special corset while you were pregnant.
Makes sense.
See, I didn't think about any of that. I just assumed they didn't put the corset on you until maybe after childbirth.
No, maternity corsets.
No, you need a maternity corset.
Like, they definitely corset trained you when you were young. Like, that's when, because, like, you wouldn't need to be corset trained once you're pregnant, because you got a man then.
Maybe.
But don't you have to, like, keep him
happy? Yeah, still, probably.
Well, I mean, isn't that what the mistress is for?
That's true. What did it look like, the maternity corset?
Well, we have the internet. We might as well just look.
It's true. It didn't look that different from what
I
remember.
Existed.
But you were able to, like, alter the boning somewhat to give you support for your belly.
Well, like, if you do wear corsets and things, it can be good for your back and such, but it also gives you muscle issues, so, like, you pretty much have to wear a corset.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like, even now there are some, like, people who wear corsets for, like, Renaissance fairs and things.
Like, but all the time?
Huh. Yeah. Like, there was one person I heard of, like, she, you know, wears them all the time.
So it actually just looks like a corset with a belly bump.
It does.
Hmm.
Well, that one's... You'd assume it would get bigger. There we go.
Interesting.
Maybe. Well, not if you're having, like, you know, a proper tiny.
I'm surprised women don't wear supportive.
Oh, wow. Check that one out. Here's a lady in, like, saran wrap. I don't think that's quite counts.
I have a new fetish.
In a lot of these.
Maternity or corsets?
A lot of these. Great.
What do people
saran
do for
wrap
their back?
Maternity
oh, hold
corsets.
On here,
support
me...
their spine.
Better babies
baby.
Is the slogan heard everywhere. Diet and exercise are the essentials for the mother. Your doctor for the diet and the Gossard maternity corset for your exercise.
Uh-huh.
Thousands of mothers praise it. Endorsed by physicians. The figure always looks trim and shapely in the Gossard maternity corset. $5 prepaid.
Where did you find that?
Gives perfect abdominal support. Flexible feather bone used. Uh-huh. Supported from the shoulders. Oh, close. The muscles of the back and abdomen are relieved. In ordering, give present waist measurement without corset. Delivered prepaid in the United States in plain packaging for $5. Then name for Gossard front lacing booklets.
I forgot. Yeah.
I want to know how much that is in modern money.
When I was much younger, I used to watch Real Sex on HBO.
Yeah.
Do you all remember Real Sex? If you don't...
Vaguely.
I watched it recently with you.
Did we find a Real Sex episode?
I think so. It was
good
on...
For us.
I think we were in a hotel
no
with Brian. Maybe
oh, yeah,
there.
That could be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Real Sex. There was a story of a stripper who made quite a bit on the side... Because she would insert, I assume, sugar-free lollipops inside of herself and then sell them for $15. And some guys would be like, I'm going to take this home and cherish it. And some guys just popped it right in their mouths.
Was she famous?
I guess she was famous enough in that strip club that she could charge $15 to put a lollipop inside of herself.
That would be bad, though. You're more likely with strippers and porn star-like people to not want to eat that.
That would be my feeling.
Yeah, I mean, in general, that's probably not the best idea. But at the same time, you know, it's not hard to imagine dudes being like, yeah, because, you know.
Yeah, I could definitely imagine doing it if you need the money.
Well, see, that's yeah,
even
that's
if you don't
thing,
need the
right?
money, just be like, ha,
I know, right?
I got these guys to pay me $15 for a lollipop I stuck in my vagina.
Yeah.
I have known people who have worked I guess, I mean, smart. That counts as sex work, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah. If you're, you know...
It's just economics.
Strippers, cam girls, anything of that sort.
Which, you know, if there's a market, God bless you.
You always give me such good ideas.
Wait, what?
I want to make a graph of the supply and demand for lollipops that have been stuck in women's vaginas.
See, I thought we were encouraging you to become a sex worker. So I'm glad it was that.
No, I want
Christina,
to make a graph. This is data.
She's slut-shaming you. We don't accept that here. Choosing a pot is not about slut-shaming.
I'm not slut-shaming.
Are you a sex work exclusive radical feminist? Don't be that.
What?
You can't exclude sex workers from your feminism.
I'm not.
It's true.
I'm saying I'm glad that I'm interested in that she wants to make a graph, not that she wants to sell lollipops online.
How is she going to get these data?
True. Well,
you don't have to be directly involved. But
no, you can watch.
It's called a survey.
And graph.
Right, surveys.
What is your supply? How many women would be willing to? What is the demand? How many men would be willing to buy? And then I make a graph.
Yep. And you could simply ask people, you know, how much would you pay for a lollipop been stuck in this person's
neck cut off? Would people just not buy past a certain amount?
Exactly.
That's a good question. Yeah, well, how do you arrive at $15 a pop?
Go to...
And would it depend on the person it's from? Like, is it worth more if you're blonde? Is it worth more if you are female?
Yeah. Just there's, like, I intend to charge
there's
more.
Always going to be.
She's like, I'm a blonde, damn it.
But yes, seriously, our sex, you could probably get something like on the Reddits. You could almost certainly get, you know, some honest answers.
I mean,
they sell cast molds of penises
and vaginas.
Yeah.
Yes.
And used vaginas. Underwear.
Which
is
where it's going to go.
Secondary market.
I know a woman who was selling her underwear. I think it's not legal to do that in New York.
It's not legal in most places, like, which is why it's kind of hilarious if you go, because, you know, my ex briefly had an interest in this subject, so we did some research. And amusingly, on what you see a lot of times is, like, it'll be the ads on eBay, and it'll be, like, clean panties, and like clean is italicized and rainbow colored and in quotation marks to try to indicate that it means the opposite of
the biz.
It's kind of entertaining,
I guess.
Well loved
Yes,
that's cute. And on that point, I guess sometimes men prefer that the panties have not only been worn, well, they designate certain activities they'd like to be. But sometimes they're like, you know, you wear it, you know, after someone has had sex with you. And I guess the workaround is you just put a dollop of mayonnaise there and you just send it on its way.
Yeah,
it's clearly
one of those cases where, like, there's no way for them to make you prove that it's really there. Plus, and there's almost no recourse for it. And it doesn't require much effort on your part to fake. So might as well.
Yep.
Yeah, especially in a capitalist structure, you have to get ahead as any way you can.
Vaginas plus one. Wait. We're in the lead now because we can make money off of dirty underwear and you can't.
That is not true.
No, it's not true. However, the market is much more robust for vagina havers.
Well, which is just because, like, it's looking at the population breakdowns. Like, there are more heterosexual people than not, and, you know.
Guys could also pretend to be women and sell underwear.
Well, right, which gets back to the whole thing.
It could totally be worn women's underwear and it's just worn by a guy.
So is that equivalent to, like, you know, working at a Pizza Hut and putting a piece of meat on a vegetarian's pizza?
Maybe. Why is this so stretched out? I'm a big girl.
They're expecting flowers, and it smells like farts.
Well, hey, I understand biology. I know for a fact that there's no reason for there to be much of a difference.
I know.
Between flowers and farts?
I am being
stereotypical. Oh, no, between, like men and women, and they're, yeah.
Well, I would just say, you know, one's wearing perfume, possibly.
I can wear perfume.
I know.
It's true.
I've offended you. I'm sorry.
How dare you?
Yes, we're horrified.
Stereotypically.
What? You didn't even consider homosexuals. I don't know if lesbians want used panties, though. I would
probably.
Say it's mostly men, though.
Well, so...
Again, data.
No, I had, let's...
interview.
Yeah.
No, questions unsolved.
Would you get extra money if you had a lipstick mark on the outside of the underwear?
Oh my.
It would depend. I imagine, yes. Yeah. See, that's the thing about markets. You have to just assume that there's a market for any product that you create. Especially if it's related to, like, you know, fetishes of any sort. But no, so like on you know, the question of whether lesbians would be interested in lady panties or whatever. So I briefly dated a Canadian woman who was mostly, like, a lesbian, I guess, or, well, she was bisexual, but, you know.
I know I feel you, bro. I feel yeah. you.
Yes, pro tip. There's a greater than 80% chance that if I find you attractive, you probably don't like dudes. But no, so anyways, we kind of had this discussion once where she was talking about how, like depending on who she was with, her the things she would be attracted to would be different.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, like, I think she was walking around in, like, you know, just a shirt and panties, and I happened to comment on it, because, you know, there's, like the panties are just kind of peeking out from under the shirt, and I was like, oh, that's really cute. And she was talking about, or at first she was all like, what, really? And then she stopped and was like, oh, wait, no, actually, that's right. If, you know, when I'm with women, I kind of have that same, you know, attractive matrix, but it's almost like it's a switch flipping, you know, depending on, because, like, she wasn't in that mode normally, so she wouldn't have thought that was cute if I were doing it, but, you know.
No.
Apparently, she would have been able to see.
Men look like barely shaved monkeys naked. I don't know how heterosexuality maintains.
Yeah, well, although, but that's the thing, right? Is, like, it's 100% that, like, unless your brain happens to have that software, you're never going to understand what it is that, like, you know, women find attractive about men.
What did you say you call that? Was it, like, code switching?
Code switching is usually for... I guess it could be, like, code switching for sexuality.
I think it depends on the figure of the person.
It could be.
A woman in an oversized t-shirt and a man in an oversized t-shirt. They could both be sexy and not sexy. Yeah. Depends on the person and their taste.
And it can just be that, like, there are very different... You know, like, the body types between the two are very different. Like, you know, men's bodies tend to favor angular lines and things like that. So you're kind of looking for different cues than you might otherwise.
Mm.
Also, like, I know they do a lot of studies on women's brains to try to see, like what do they respond to? And often it's everything.
Yep.
It's true. Women enjoy all sorts of sex, even if they're not, like, that kind of sexuality. They still really like sex.
Well, in lady parts.
Although they won't always acknowledge it, like, necessarily.
No. Yeah.
But you are obviously much more likely to be open.
If you throw tits around, I'm pretty sure everybody's going to look at them and it's going to stimulate their
breasts
brain.
Are just fantastic.
Well, but that makes sense, because that's one of those things that, like, you know, everybody has good memories of breasts.
I'm sure some people have bad memories of breasts.
Their mom just smacked him in the face with a tit. Got a concussion off the areola.
They are also everywhere in social media.
That's true.
So you're being societally conditioned to kind of like chicks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And asses.
Mm-hmm. I never really was an ass man myself. Like, to the extent where people were like, wow, she's got a real fat ass. I'm like, you shouldn't insult her like that. No, that's good. How is that good? It's good to you that she has big ass?
Well, no. I remember there was distinctly a period where, because there's a joke in, oh god, what's the movie? It's a early 90s movie.
I probably have seen it.
Oh god, probably. It was essentially La Femme Nikita, but with a different actress. And but anyways, there's like a joke in that where she complains about, like, how big her ass got, and she's like a skinny white girl. And it was, like, just before the big, you know, rap explosion where it suddenly, you know, became okay. And then everybody was like, yay, have Jennifer Lopez, Latinas, let's appropriate this for some reason. But yeah, no, so it wasn't, I mean, it was just definitely a period where, like, that was not a socially acceptable thing. Dudes still liked it, of course, because, you know, that's how it works. But it hadn't caught on as, like, media thing that they were doing on purpose to be like, yes, you should like this.
I certainly prefer not bony butts, just because I like sitting on people.
Like
and being
on
sat
to
on
things
them.
Too. You
like
need
a cat.
To grab, you need to grab a hold of something.
True. With the big ass, much like the dolphin does with its vagina.
I just
grab things.
Yeah, that
you
would
need leverage.
Be a little weird.
Asses.
If Tom wasn't
so
sitting
do
down, I'd be groping his ass right now.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
It's probably true.
Mm-hmm. I feel objectified.
That's all right. You probably deserve it.
She's feeling me up right now.
That is actually 100% true. Happening. That just happened.
This just happened, yes.
So watch, this podcast slowly devolves into, like, you know, some sort of weird...
sex act.
Wouldn't that be funny, guys? Wouldn't that be funny? I mean, for reals, let's, you know,
get if your you want out. More hot podcast reaction, right? It's just $3.99 per yes. minute.
If you like what you hear, decide on for the bonus content.
Is episodes. That how much phone... chat lines cost per minute?
You know, I don't know. I remember, it, like, in Tucson, it was usually $7.99 for the adult chat Dang. Lines. Cause...
What the crap?
Right.
Again, what am I doing with my life?
Seriously. But that's the thing, though. Like,
that's
it's
more
such.
Than here.
You know, yeah. It's such a weirdly, deeply ingrained need that, yes, you can almost
you can,
name your price.
You can kind of sex chat with people on the internet.
It's true. Actually, I'm pretty sure that AOL chat rooms, like, single handedly destroyed.
I bet.
That yeah. because like that's all they were. Good. Like you could even
this
if you weren't looking for them,
sorry.
You walk into any chat room and it's going to turn into like weird.
Oh,
yeah.
It's gonna
Net
be
sex.
Better in a day. I just know it.
Yeah, it's definitely Ugh. To the extent where like I occasionally go on Omegle, and the minute someone asks like ASL, I'm like, nope, you're just looking for sex. Disconnect. Because
yeah,
there's really no like, oh, I just happened to read like I'm like I have like writing interests, and so. It's like there's really no legitimate reason for you to care whether or not I have a penis. So, disconnect. I don't write with my penis usually.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
You're sure your penis isn't telling you exactly what to say?
It's true. Maybe it's
not
the
your
man,
brain,
not
your
rest
penis.
Of you.
I just remember being like way too literally minded. Like the idea of chat sex had no interest for me because
yeah.
it was like, wait, no, I just. I actually want the experience. I'm not, you know...
Yeah, it is sort of like, I'm hungry. Let me tell you about a steak. No, I would like to eat a steak. Wouldn't
yeah.
it be so hot and juicy?
That did happen to me. The one time I almost got wrapped up into something like that. Like, I was talking with might have been a woman, I don't know. We'd been role-playing, or, you know, I used to go to the role-play chat rooms, because... You know, that's what else are you going to do when you're a 15-year-old? Or 12 or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, like, it did kind of, like, get to that weird point. And then I was all like, she was like, want to go do something? And I was like, sure. And then she's like, well, come meet me over here. And I was like, wait, you mean, like, do you live across the street? Like, it is kind of standard. It was almost like one of those textbook comedy
Yeah.
like progressions of like, oh, I don't get that she wants to just do it in the chat box. Like, where do you live?
Have you ever read like the saga of Blood Ninja?
No.
Oh my god, it's brilliant. I will link it in the show notes. And I don't. It could just be all fiction, but
mm-hmm.
This guy is like pretending to be various people in chat rooms, and he's like, I can only stay hard if you're pretending to be a pirate. As it's like getting soft. Arr! I will link it in the show notes. Please read the whole thing. Arr!
It keeps things
interesting. We've learned something important about you, Christina.
Yeah,
we like pirates. Pirates are important. Without pirates, global warming happens.
I don't think that's how that works.
That's how it works if you
actually
are a pastafarian.
I'm pretty sure that they make it worse by, you know. Like stealing tankers and then spilling their contents.
Or... Not that kind of pirates. Awesome pirates.
I'm sorry, are you being racist?
Against Somalian pirates?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Like, I'd be okay with them being pirates if, you know, there was more sport to it. But I don't know enough about Somalian pirates. I'm going to say that.
We were talking about what we were going to talk about tonight originally, and then it somehow devolved into, like,
well, now it's
awkward
this...
sex chat.
This
sex
is
and blood.
This is totally what it's about now. So, awkward. Mm. Tell me about awkward, not even fetishes, but like, what's the weirdest thing where you're like, I like that. That's a thing that I like.
Tom Quackenbush.
You want me to go first?
No, I was answering.
Oh, that's adorable.
See?
Thank you.
They're married. It's disgusting.
It is absolutely, I'm disgusted by it. You saw how I had no idea what she was talking about? Aside from Tom Quackenbush, which absolutely is weird. Go. What's ever in your history you're like, wow.
I can't think of anything.
And you have to share because we're not about, you know, this being a safe place at all.
This is not a safe place.
Oh no, it's not a safe place. I can't share.
No one will be safe.
I don't know. Like, honestly, that's one of those things. I've never had that experience because I have a pretty good grasp on what I do and don't like.
Okay.
And like, I've definitely had experiences where, you know, something's happened and I've kind of been like, well, that's not terrible.
Yeah.
Not into it, but it's not terrible.
There's a cam girl. I'm not, like, into her, but I think she's interesting enough that I follow her on Tumblr. Her name is Veronica Chaos, and she's the one with the puppet.
Okay, yes, you showed
Slappy,
me.
Slappy, yes.
Interesting, yes.
And
not,
I,
not a question.
Like, I'm just sort of like, I think I really, like, I think I'd be your friend. I think I'd like to hang out with you and just talk. Like, not an, I don't want to fuck you, but I'd really want to, like, I don't know, watch movies.
Right.
Like, you seem like good people. You seem like, I sort of like people who are, I'm like, you are approachable. I think in the real world, I could have sex with you.
But she wasn't originally into it. She ended up being into it, right?
Yes, she, I'll link this in the show notes. She wrote a Cracked article about this, how, you know, she was just a generic cam girl. And someone, and she's like, guys, what should I do now? And they're like, you should fuck that puppet. She's like, I'm drunk, okay. And she fucked the puppet. And then afterwards, she's like, she felt awkward about it.
Does it have a penis?
It had a dildo attached to it, yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah, that's true. Thanks to the magic of dildos, like, everything can have a penis.
Yeah.
Your chin, absolutely. Your knee, the wall. Yeah.
They have suction cups.
Cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had never even thought about that. Until
I just
this
thought about
minute.
It.
And now we found what Amber is secretly into.
So clearly,
I'm
going to
go
come
get
home.
A James Marster Spike cardboard cutout and stick a dildo on it now.
Wait, is that the guy?
I'm sure
from
they already
Buffy?
Have
that.
Yep.
Doesn't need to be special.
Like, yeah. So I was made to watch like a really like an older episode of Angel, and he did not age very well.
No.
Angel or Spike?
Spike.
Aww.
Yeah.
Angel too.
Well, I'll be honest. Yeah, like not a lot of great production values on the show, and yes, like.
But Angel also had
issues.
A puppet episode,
and it was hilarious.
It was hilarious. Do you know about ASMR? It's people I think who really like listening to NPR.
It's the ear tingles you get from certain.
But they say it's not sexual.
It is.
The community at large is not specifically sexual, but it's like almost always misconstrued to be a purely sexual thing.
And I've absolutely Googled ASMR porn because I'm like, it has to be sexual. And there's just normal porn. And I'm like, no.
Stop talking. Amber is going to explain to the rest.
ASMR is basically the physical, like, you know those head massagers?
Mm-hmm.
We have one of those over there.
It's
basically that feeling, but being caused by soft-spoken and noise textures and things.
Noises or voices?
Voices and noises. Like, sometimes they'll be like, look, I'm playing with this brush to trigger you.
Right, and a lot of mouth noises and whispering. Okay. But mostly, it's the easiest example is like the tingles you get when somebody's whispering at you. Or
but it's not actually somebody whispering. Because that would be not,
it
but
can
yeah.
be. Yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
It'd be someone whispering.
Yeah, it's another one of those things. Some people experience it very strongly, other people don't. Some people hate it, some people don't.
Audio is a very important part of arousal.
Yeah, that's true.
It just has to be done correctly. I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
it's just me.
Sounds are important. Can be.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the person and everything. Some people need more sensory deprivation, some people need less.
Yes.
It's like having music in the background, like lovemaking music.
No, I do remember once a memory of like, I stopped at some point to put music on, and I remember it was a big deal because I didn't, we'd already kind of started a little bit, so then, you know, her response was like, what, am I boring you? No, I just...
Think
you
of
know.
It like it's
you
a dance.
Set the new
it's
mood.
A spiritual, sexual dance, and the music is just to help you get your rhythm. That's how I think about it.
It's a good idea.
Stay away from, you know, the cannibal corpse and whatnot. You don't want something. You don't want something with like a rhythm that you cannot keep up to, because you're just gonna wear yourself out.
Never.
It'll be awful.
Never.
Then it's just aerobatics.
It could be a workout, too.
Aerobics.
There it could be a dance, a workout.
No, it is, yes, it's generally a pretty good workout for your cardiovascular
full
system.
Release.
And, of course, the more fit you are in a cardiovascular sense, like, the better time you'll have. Because, you know.
What do girls really think about while having sex? Are you really balancing your checkbook?
Is it Barbie? Or whatever.
Come on,
whatever
Barbie, let's go party.
I have to say that the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
Huh.
It could be anything.
But
penises.
Not actually what's going on right now in
Maybe.
Your vagina.
It might
occasionally.
Well
no, it,
sorry.
Unicorns.
the truth comes out.
When I'm all like, will you talk dirty? And you're like, no, it's because you're busy considering, like,
no.
Which episode of Avatar did I like the best?
Hey, sometimes
really...
it's deeply philosophical.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
I hate when people ask me what I'm thinking, because as soon as they ask me, I forget whatever
well,
I had been thinking.
Yes, no, there's never a good answer to that, because it is always going to be like, well, now I'm thinking about what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
And now you're the one frustrated,
like,
and I'm frustrated.
This happened at work the other time, and I was thinking about the kids coming off the school bus. It wasn't interesting. They were just kids coming off the school bus, and I was thinking about being a kid and coming out of the school bus.
Yeah, well, I think that, like, might kind of be connected to the general difficulty people have with being quiet in the presence of other people.
Mm.
Like, it's just apparently really unnerving. There are some people who will just, like, you know, usually that's a resort to like, oh, it's too quiet, what are you thinking?
And then, I think it depends. Yeah. And there are some people I'm better with being quiet with than other people.
Do
you mean during sex?
Are we talking
sex
about during
or...
sex or in general?
Yeah,
in general.
I was going to say if it's during sex.
It's like, I don't like to chat during sex. You want to get right to the business? No.
It depends on, like, on how often you do it. Because, like, if it's, like, the person hasn't had sex in a long time versus a person who just had sex in, like, a day ago, it's probably, like, you're more likely to drift out and just not think about anything versus if it's, like, been a long time, you're thinking about a million things.
Hmm.
Yeah. So
I'm thinking
most of what our conclusions are is that it's different for everybody and it depends on the circumstances.
Yeah.
So, you have no answer, yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, spoiler alert, that's also basically the answer to all of the secret teachings.
All of life's questions.
Yeah.
So when they ask me, how do I get a girl? The answer really is, which girl?
Yes. How do you get a girl? Or
any girl?
Yes, because that's really easy.
You have to have money.
Yeah, what are you wearing now?
Jeans.
But they're stretchy.
Not really.
So are girl jeans
slightly.
In general.
Not really.
No, they're real stretchy.
That's because they're girl jeans.
I'd be able to move in my pants. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it does make me sad that they don't sell stretchy enough jeans for you. Because you had that one pair that was really nice.
Well, you just need to buy lady pants.
No, but they also...
But they're also cut weird.
They were cut weird.
Mm.
But these were cut perfect, except there was a hole.
Well, see, maybe that'll be another one of the things that'll be good about, you know, us not freaking out about transgender people, is maybe they'll start making a wider variety of men's clothes.
I am so okay with that.
To fit men's bodies, yeah. It's like I know...
Finally, a reason I can support transgender people is I get jeans that I like.
Right.
Of course, they have jeans
okay
that they don't like.
True.
Something
no, but
other than a
aww
suit.
Oh, I see. I see.
Ah!
There.
Because dysphoria.
Chromosomes, I think, is actually
yeah,
the problem,
I guess, but that didn't work with the joke.
I know. I understand, for the sake of the comedy. Because,
yeah.
No, I think, like, the most tragic thing about seeing a dude in a dress is just that dresses aren't built for man bodies. So, like, they look weird because they're built for different proportions.
I've seen a bunch of guys in dresses, and they looked fine.
Well, there are, but it is much harder, I think, to find a dress that flatters your frame well. Because, I mean, that's, like, the main thing
he
about clothing.
He had a curvy body, though.
Well, see, that's cheating.
When I say curvy, I mean, like, his... Well, it wasn't
hips.
Curvy. No, yeah, he had hips, but he also had, like, a large chest. So, like, the dress kind of...
So
it
looked
like
you... It looks like what
apple.
You would expect a dress to look like on a person.
It was more, like, big top, and then it tapered.
Hmm.
Like... Cool. I'm saying, like...
So, yeah. Talking about body shape. So
people
there's
need
pear
an open
shape
mind.
And apple shape. Mm-hmm. Are there other shapes?
I think that there's literally
hourglass.
Rectangle. Yeah.
Literally?
No, there really is. I think there's rectangle.
Okay.
There's hourglass.
Hourglass, yeah.
There's apple.
So he'd
apple.
Be hourglass
shape.
Shaped. Slightly hourglass shaped.
Not even. I'd say yeah, more no, like.
Said, I think it would have been more
upside down
apple,
pyramid kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Only like longer.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Y.
Well. Yeah. See, that'll be another thing that'll be better once we hit, you know, molecular construction and matter generators and all that, is you can just have clothes made actually for your body frame, and you
that
don't have to
nice.
Pay somebody else.
That's true.
And then when I have clothes that I don't want anymore, they can molecularly deconstruct
oh, yes.
them and
just
make me something I do want.
Recycle them.
And we'll be able to do that with the unit that I'm packing.
Oh, that's true. Which could be like, you know, you could go for the tentacle option and have like six of them that are
yes.
prehensile. That's what I would do.
I did, on that topic, I had a female friend.
He's just sitting there drifting into
space. So,
like,
Daniel's dysphoria is that he isn't a tentacle monster.
Well,
we knew that.
Mostly that I'm not an octopus,
he's
but,
just like,
you
what
know,
if I want an octopus?
Look.
Yeah, what if I want?
Just because I don't feel right if I have less than eight limbs doesn't mean...
But Daniel, would you just give up on life then?
Wait, when? What?
If you had
if you were
limbs.
A, if you were a...
What
Octopus.
If you wanted your junk to turn into tentacles?
Oh, well, no, like in a post in you know
sure.
in a post transhuman revolution world, like I think it would be much easier because I don't know if I would like be too interested in staying in a physical body necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but,
I mean, just because
you know.
Octopuses don't live very long.
Oh well, no,
ahead.
But yeah, but that'd be the thing, is it would be an octopus form, not an actual octopus.
Okay.
Like body and experience, because yeah, then you might as well just.
He does have chromatophores, though. He can change
yes.
color and shape.
That'd be awesome.
Yes.
Like right now,
no,
he does. Or...
No,
aww. I don't think so. They don't work very well if
they require a lot of sunlight. And
I'm a lot darker than I used to be.
I wish I were green.
When I was little, I turned orange.
I did too.
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird how many people I know have that same story. I think it's like
I
a
ate
matrix
a bag of
thing.
Carrots.
Yes.
What?
If you're
orange.
Little and you eat too many carrots,
yes.
you'll turn
you
orange.
You told me you're joking.
No.
No,
it's
no, absolutely
it,
true.
It
I
happened as an adult.
So many you'd need a higher amount of carrots.
You would have to eat so many carrots and you
because
would definitely get sick.
But yeah, when I was little, I ate carrots a lot. Like, my mom would get, like, a whole carrot and, like, microwave it so it was, like, a little waggly, and then I'd just eat them.
Oh,
like,
see,
crazy.
Back in my day, we just had to eat them. But what I like to do is, like, eat the outside thing, just leave
yeah,
the center, because
the
then the center is, like, really sweet, and then, yeah,
I
true.
Ate a pound of carrots in one sitting, and the following day, my eyelashes were very luscious.
Yep.
Wow.
I wasn't orange, though.
I'm sorry.
You're probably too big.
You might be able to do it.
Yeah, you, maybe like two bags.
We have some
carrots
in the fridge if you need to try it out to start it off.
Yeah.
I ate a whole pound of carrots in one sitting and it didn't
wow.
turn me orange.
Maybe it has to be longer
we'll,
term.
We'll turn
probably
this into
not.
A carrot party.
I was about, well, I mean, we have carrots, we have vaginas. We can bring it back to the topic. If
although, apparently, like, carrots would probably be one of the last things you'd want to do that with because they're not very structurally sound. And
that makes sense.
You know, also mm-hmm. all the dirt and everything. Mm-hmm. Again, you don't want foreign objects in your hoo-ha. It causes problems.
All objects are foreign to my hoo-ha.
True.
Even my fingers.
Never so
that
wise.
Is, well, those are attached to you, so they're not really foreign.
They're not
objects.
Really attached. Well, like
they,
a vagina
they are.
Is like.
But by that,
anything
by,
would be a foreign object.
But by that definition, even like the surface and individual components of your vagina would also
would
be foreign objects,
object.
Which
true.
Nullifies the definition. So
pretty much putting anything in something is, you know, foreign object.
Of course, yes. I was making an assumption about, like,
penis.
You know, there being some things which are kind of designed to go in there or
some
or
things
intended.
Are designed to go inside vaginas, Daniel.
Well, but it, okay, by designed I mean, you know, selected for by billions of years
yes.
of pressures. And,
but what
and...
about dildos?
Mm-hmm. Well, often are shaped like penises.
Right, right.
But
because
they're designed.
Although, actually, like, I have frequently heard that, like,
mm-hmm.
oh, what was it? I was trying to remember. It was some behind-the-scenes, like, thing of a porn. I don't remember what I was doing, but, like, I had access to, you know, cable. And I distinctly remember a woman was getting ready for a shoot, and she was talking about how she had this triangular dildo and about how, like, it fit way better than human penises. And how she thought that was interesting. But that also makes sense because evolution doesn't necessarily, like, there's no there's no perfection that it's aiming for. It just happens to be like what works slightly better than something else. So like really it makes sense that there would be these design discontinuities yeah. between penises and yes. Because
I've seen a pyramid.
Yes.
Is it that sort of thing?
Oh no. I mean like the shaft of it was triangular. Like if you know, like it only
vagina
has
hat? We're in.
Right. Although but if you think of the way that the muscle walls are constructed for the vaginal canal, like it kinda makes sense. Like it's
Because it's like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so it was like a long triangle.
Yes. Okay. Not pointy. No, okay. It, like the shaft was triangular. It had three sides to it.
Is there like a ball on it?
Can you draw this?
Yeah. Oh, I could.
Can you picture it?
No, yes, for the podcast.
I can make it out of paper.
All right, so this, but...
Give me some strips of paper.
And then we put it in your vagina.
I'm not...
Okay, so this...
I'm a visual.
Okay, but
like
I picture...
This.
Here's a fish. Here's like a weird fish thing that's not at all we're talking
about.
Doesn't
it already look like that?
No, that's something else.
Like this.
Yes.
You see?
Do you see? And then we insert that into your vagina.
If these pieces were all connected.
How much different is that, though, than the regular shape?
Okay.
No, because the regular shape is like a
circle.
Round? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Christina, have you not seen a penis?
Has it been a while?
He's not looking that hard, though.
Well, if he wasn't looking that hard, maybe that's the problem. Or maybe it's like, you know how you can buy pears that are shaped like Buddhas?
Yes.
Maybe you can, when he's soft, you can just put it in some sort of device.
So, okay, I see.
And
like
so it'll grow into
three-dimensional.
Into a
piece. It's your muscle structure
opening
better.
The opening isn't like triangular. It's round.
I know, it's like fitting a triangular into a round hole, I know.
Maybe she was
But
weird.
Maybe it hits good pressure points
maybe.
Or something.
Maybe. Could have been. That is the other thing too. Is of course like every, even though we think of anatomy as being pretty cookie cutter, like it's all, you know, every human is
like this.
Very different.
Hooray!
Yes, like
I have something to masturbate with.
Have you ever heard of mugging?
No.
Not in this
masturbating kind. Using glow sticks.
Oh,
why
would that be mugging?
Mugging.
Shouldn't that be raving?
Mug.
I was picturing somebody punching you.
Oh, God.
That's awful.
They do
that's
sell,
fisting.
They do sell sex
yes,
toys in the shape of a forearm with a fist.
Yeah.
Is it holding an apple?
It should be called mug.
No. But you have to get
although,
a baby's arm
if,
holding an
yes,
apple.
Yes, if somebody hasn't made that yet, they're missing out. Because, like, the novelty
okay.
market alone.
So you know how, like, every single part is being touched if it was round?
Yeah.
Here it's only touching in three, well...
Right, but
yeah.
your vaginal canal isn't necessarily round. Like, because it's a muscular
it
tube.
Move.
And
yeah.
All right, hold on. Now I'm going to have to look up, like...
Well,
no.
It's
but
yeah,
round,
like it might
but...
have pressure points or something too.
I had a friend who once showed me her vibrator, and she basically said that it had hacked her vagina because like the tip twirled and there were these pearls going
yeah.
in like separate directions,
and
like it vibrated and it like moved. You know, she's like, this is better than any guy I've ever been with, and she'd been with some guys. And she's like, no, I'm done with guys. I just have my toy now. It cost me $100, and it's the best thing ever.
That is one thing. Is like I feel like women are almost always going to have an advantage in the types of toys that they get.
Yeah.
Because like they're just there are toys for men, and they are getting better, but they're still essentially always competing with like the expediency is what I'm thinking of,
yeah.
But that's not the correct.
Okay.
Usage, but yeah, like they're always going to be competing with that, and just like the, you know, mess and cleanup and all that, and so like I don't think it's ever going to get much better than like some variation of, you know, a horrifying fleshlight.
You still have to wash females.
Well, you do, but it's also like a different kind. Like you can just run it underwater as opposed to having to like pull it out and turn it inside out and then. You know, and then
you just
wash
have
it
like
real
a...
good.
Have we ever talked about the real doll brothel?
No.
There's a
no.
real doll brothel. Real dolls,
I mean,
for the listeners who don't know, are very
like a toy.
Realistic sex dolls.
I think Christine's talking about they're not full body recreations. It's just like a really detailed like upper abdomen and thighs maybe. So it's or it's just a butt
And it cuts off like right at the top of the thighs,
which is the other thing is like yes, so
the
you know,
boxing Helena is that
you sure you could literally do it to somebody's ass or vagina, yeah. Like the actual
right. Area. So it's just like this disembodied hunk of a person for a recreation.
They even have ones that are like cut off here, cut right. off here.
Well,
so have
oh
boobs,
my god,
because those are slightly cheaper than getting a real doll, which is like everything.
It comes with boobs, some of them. Mm. I saw this. Somebody else was teaching me about these things. We were in an adult bookstore. There was a body with no limbs, but it mm-hmm. had boobs and a penis for people that like both.
Oh. Yeah, which, again, there is actually... That's what's so funny like about, that. You know, all the weird transphobia stuff is, like, you go on certain unmoderated parts of the internet and, like, that's all people are into.
Right, like, because we're saying that it's not okay. It's weird.
Right.
Whereas, like, right. I have trans friends. I genuinely don't care. It's yep. like, oh, yeah, these are the genitals you want.
What is 4chan going to do when you know trans people are normalized and not a weird fetish anymore?
I have no idea.
How will they survive?
Though to be fair, it'd be a fetish anyways, because like pregnant women are a fetish and pregnant women aren't weird.
I know,
not as much true. Though.
Remember that weird doll we saw on the internet that had like. It was like a little doll, but it had a full-size vagina.
Yes.
Wait.
That was so weird. So what were you saying about the real doll brothel?
Oh, yeah. So there's a real doll brothel. I don't know how many units they have, but you can pay an undisclosed sum and have sex with them, and then I guess someone comes and cleans up after you.
Which, I mean, like, that should be a thing, especially given how horribly we manage the sex work industry and how, like, horribly unsafe it is.
You mean...
It makes sense.
Like, in other countries, how they do it?
No. Well, that's here.
Yeah, and I have...
Probably Nevada.
Yeah.
Where it's legal.
Although that is weird, though.
It would
like,
still
what
be
would...
legal, because it's just a doll.
Right. Although I imagine you'd run into problems with, like health code, because, like, how do you zone
true.
That... property, because like you're almost dealing with the same sort of risk as like you know having blood contact.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So I imagine mm-hmm. that's what would make it difficult to do.
Because
you'd have to come up with something.
Why
to
wouldn't
deal with
you
that.
Just have your own in your house? Like what's
they're
the
expensive? Oh,
they cost $6,000 last time.
Yeah, they're very expensive. There is actually a lot of maintenance and upkeep that goes into owning them. Yeah.
Why are they so expensive?
Just because, like, you, their main selling point is that they're very detailed. Like, they're supposed to be almost lifelike. And so there's a lot of workmanship that goes into them. I don't believe a lot of them are mass-produced.
If they're not picky enough to do it with something that's inanimate...
Yeah, well, there
like
are...
already, like, lowering themselves so that you think they wouldn't care so much?
Maybe not, but it's...
Some people
it,
care
it's kind of that thing of there's only one or two companies making that sort of thing. So in a way, like they have to kind of market it. It's a standard capitalist structure. You know, you have the prototypes and are always really expensive, and then eventually, as it becomes a more widely accepted thing, and more other companies start competing.
I just mean like you think they'd have like a substitute for someone who wasn't picky about details but couldn't afford that.
I'm sure that they do.
Yeah, there are now definitely. I know there's one competing company that their big selling point was that it was more anatomically. Like convenient, like the vagina was actually on the front of the mons rather than like where it actually is, because it's always much lower than you think it is, like just it just a bit of advice,
but not too much lower.
Right. No, it's
ladies don't like that.
No,
well, they do.
Some ladies do.
Well, true, although you're never actually going to be able to dislike. I know. It was very cute. They said it at the same time, and then they high-fived each other.
You didn't make an anal sex joke. I don't know if you'd get a high-five.
Right,
Christina
was...
gets a high-five whenever she wants.
I'll make an anal sex joke at some point.
Okay.
I just have to think about it. But that was a pre...
So you're essentially created a deficit.
I'm obligated to make
jokes.
A sex
yes.
joke.
True. Like there has to be a clear setup.
It'll
and then a punchline.
Maybe this is
the turning point where this podcast just like becomes dirty talk.
I don't. I think we're set as not an adult podcast, so
so we'll this will be a premium or for premium members only.
What have we done? Send us your questions. Send us your topics. We can't talk about Radiohead again. We don't really know much about Radiohead. Final thoughts. Christina.
How do you say ass in Spanish?
How?
I don't know.
That's legitimately
that was just a genuine question. Hold on.
I want to know this.
Okay.
Chonis means one or the other. It's either a vagina or ass. I don't know which one it is.
Right,
Final thoughts, Tom, while Daniel Googles.
I think you Americans are way too hung up on sex. Sex is just a chill thing, and you're not being chill about it. And you should call people by their pronouns, unless they're stupid pronouns. But he and she, they, good pronouns. Bun self, Kulo. Bad pronoun. Kulo.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kulo.
Amber, final thoughts.
I believe women should look into different menstrual things and pick which ones are good for them rather than just looking at what's in the store, because the store pretty much just has pads and tampons and those aren't really good for you or the environment.
Yes, those commercials are lying to you, ladies.
Yeah.
All commercials are lying to you.
You're
fine.
Yeah.
Everything is fine. You don't need that product to be good.
So look into what works best for you and your lifestyle, not necessarily what the big box stores are saying is good best for you and your lifestyle.
Sing it, sister.
Daniel, final thoughts.
Blood and fire.
Blood and fire. Both of them come out of and go into vaginas.
I wish.
How? I don't want there to be blood going into my vagina.
No, yeah, it should generally.
I mean, other than just the, you know, the walls of it when you get aroused. But
yeah.
Tom is now threateningly holding up. A grill lighter.
True. It probably
would... Ah, it's on fire!
So you heard it here.
Fire will go into the vagina. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye!